Time to talk some technology with our guru and gadget hero, if you will, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
So we're talking some gadgets today. I like the looks of these ones. There's one, in fact, that I have owned in my life, and that shocks me a little bit. But this one we're talking about, the PetCube Bytes. What's that?
Yeah, look, PetCube has got a number of products now, but the Bytes one in particular is effectively a small station that has a camera built in and also holds your pet food. So you could put treats in there and things like that. And if, for example, you're away from home, you could actually connect to the PetCube, call your pet over, so you could be talking through the device. Your pet would run to the box, and then you could be releasing treats. And with its built-in camera and obviously an app that goes onto your smartphone, you're able to remotely feed your pet, but also engage with them, which means that they could hear your voice, pretend that someone's home, but somehow stuck inside that box and able to dispense treats at the same time.
For the incredibly lazy, I could also do the same thing from a lounge room. Just so you know, that's how I would probably use it.
Probably do that as well. I would like to actually put human food in there, because I think that would actually get me out of my room every now and then.
how expensive is a PetCube Byte?
Look, they're not that expensive. I've seen them retail for around the $120, $130 mark.
It's worth it.
It depends how advanced the cameras get inside them and how much food it stores. But if it's just for simple treats, it actually isn't too expensive.
I like the sound of that. Now, what is a Porkfolio Smart Piggy Bank?
Look, imagine a pig laying on its back and its belly is a coin slot. Now, for those who still give pocket money to their kids as coins, here is a smart piggy bank that effectively counts every dime or dollar or 20 cent coin that you're putting into the piggy bank and keeps count for you. So you don't even need to think about how much money is inside your piggy bank. It's counting all that for you. So when you do decide to crack it open, you'll know exactly how much you've got to take to the bank with you.
I was going to say, that could be terminal for the piggy bank. Once it gets to the magic mark, then that's all over for poor old pig.
It's time for pig to go to the bank, so to speak.
the bank farm. Indeed. That's a good one. Now, this is one, I actually owned one of these. We saw it advertised on late night television. I've got to say, I think they're a fantastic gadget, the Rolly Egg Master.
This is fascinating to me. So effectively, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but effectively you can put an egg or crack an egg into the Rolly Egg Master and out will come almost like an omelette in the shape of a cylinder.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you crack two eggs into it and yep. After spraying in some oil, crack the two eggs and over, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes or something like that, it cooks it. And then as it's being cooked, it actually pushes it out up the top so it comes in cylinder form.
That sounds so creepy, because I'm assuming then it's being a cylinder form and it's coming out the top.
Yep.
Is it not in any way weird to look at or even to see it appear?
Yeah, there's a number of parallels I could draw to, but I'm not going to draw that picture for everybody on radio today. But yes, it does have that. But having said that, once it comes out in a perfect roll, you got your sausages and your bacon and you've got your egg cylinder, your egg roll, and you just cut it up and eat it. It's beautiful.
That's a really good point. I guess it is in that perfect shape to eat.
I
see that now.
And you could wrap it up in a wrap with something as well, with some bacon. You got yourself a perfect wrap.
Tell me, though, how much was something like this?
I don't remember. I think it was something in the area of about $50 or $60. The thing is, though, for weeks now, I have been searching around our house. I can't find it because my daughters didn't like it. I have a horrible feeling they did something about it. So I'm going to have to put in a request for Santa to give me another one this year.
Look, I've just done a quick search and I've found them online for $30. So if somebody wants a sausage-shaped omelette, you can get one for about $30.
Get two, one for the missus as well. She'll love you for it.
I love it.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for talking technology.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.